This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. So, let's see here. Thank you. All right. Hi, Dr. Daniels. My son has psoriasis over 90% of his body. I started my natural diet, and to increase his bowel movements, I am warming him up to eventually using a turpentine. No, wrong. You have to increase his bowel movements first, and then warm him up using a turpentine. So if someone has psoriasis over 90% of their body, they definitely need to increase their bowel movements to at least 3 times a day, maybe even more. Anything else he can be doing to heal, like herbs or maybe cleanse down the road? He needs to stop, absolutely stop, all dairy and wheat, W-H-E-A-T. He tried it using rice bran product. Okay, so a rice bran product is totally inappropriate. You use rice bran or you don't. So there are products that have rice bran in them, but they have tons of chemicals in them, and so this person's not going to make any... What would you recommend for someone with psoriasis to bathe with? I recommend they don't bathe. I recommend they take a just put water on themselves, the coldest water they can tolerate, and then just pat their skin dry. So the rule for any skin rash that's covering 90% of your body is no soap, no hot water, and no scratching. So he's got psoriasis, which generally does not itch, so that's the scratching part, easy beans. No soap and no hot water. He definitely needs at least a discovery session, if not a personalized program to work his way out of that. Now, guys, what are your views on GCMAF? It's just not necessary or sufficient for healing, so I would just ignore it. All right, we have a couple of phone calls. Let's see what we got here. Have Kay in Alabama. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. How are you?
Actually, pretty good.
Awesome. I'm very excited to speak with you finally. I just recently came across your work, and I've been trying to catch up on the old sessions so I don't radio sessions so I don't ask the same question twice.
Right.
But I'm planning my first birth at home, having my baby at home. And I have three other children.
Have you had other babies already?
Yes, I have three other children that I had in the hospital, and they were just terrible experiences. And with the last one, I just decided that I didn't want any more hands in my vagina. I don't care who it was.
Exactly!
I was done!
How many times do you have to get raped, you know?
Yes! I mean, every nurse on the floor has their hands in my vagina.
Puts your hands in your vagina.
I was so excited to find your home delivery show, and I loved it. I listened to it, and I'm going to listen to it again. And I was just wondering, like, what do I do when it comes to washing the baby's clothes? Like, I don't want to use, I used to use, you know, all the chemicals and fragrances and stuff, but I'm trying to eliminate that.
Okay.
So what should I use to wash the baby and wash the clothes?
I'm going to repeat the question for the people on Facebook. So this person wants to know what to use to wash her baby's clothes. All right, so the thing to understand is that laundry soap as we know it is totally unnecessary, and that is why they had to invent the soap opera, to convince women who knew better to use soap when actually it's totally not necessary. So you can actually just wash your baby's clothes, put a little vinegar or baking soda in the water, just put it into the wash machine. That's pretty much the size of it. You're done.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Daniels. I have more questions, but I'm not going to bombard you today. I'll just call back later and keep listening.
Okay.
But thank you for all the work you've done, and I look forward to hearing more from you in the future and supporting your work.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, so for people who have tons and tons of questions, there's always a discovery session. You can go to drjenniferdaniels.org, and we can sort out not only the questions you've asked, maybe even a few that you have forgotten to ask. All right, Pam in North Carolina. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Good to hear it. I am a second-time caller. They're excited to find you on the web. One quick question. I'd gone to my doctor and he had found like some knots in my thyroid under my clavicle. And so should I be concerned with this? I had an ultrasound done, and there was like one that was fairly sizable and two of the small ones. I'm thinking from viewing your past information, is that a parasite? And will the turpentine regimen...
All right, so stop right now. Let me rephrase the question for people on Facebook. So this person went to her doctor. The doctor found nodules in the thyroid. Ultrasound was done showing that there were nodules. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And the question is what to do about that. The answer is absolutely nothing. Doctor, why? Because nodules in the thyroid are absolutely always, I'll repeat that word, always harmless. So you need to first understand that you're dealing with a harmless situation. It's benign. This is not cancer. It never is cancer. They had something called papillary cancer of the thyroid. They've just come clean and said, oops, it's not really cancer. All those thyroids we removed with surgery, all the chemotherapy we gave was useless and not needed. It's just a pimple. So you need to first understand that your condition you have is harmless. Knowing it is harmless, you should make up your mind you're not going to do anything harmful about it, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So have you gone to vitalitycapsules.com? Did you download your free report, the Candida Cleaner?
I have. I have the capsules in my refrigerator.
Vitality capsules?
Yes.
All right. So you want to read that report. You've read it twice, I'm sure, so definitely, okay, got that. I would say follow that diet and the instructions in that report and take the vitality capsules. Just following the diet and taking the vitality capsules should help. You should notice the nodules shrinking. Hopefully you can you find the nodules yourself and feel them?
I do not believe so. I have tried.
It's yes or no. So it's no, you cannot feel the nodules.
No, I cannot feel.
If you cannot feel the nodules, then I would just follow the diet and the Candida Cleaner, take the vitality capsules. I would leave it at that. And if you want to take turpentine, you can. But if you can't even feel the nodules, you need to cut that doctor loose. Yeah, that's not.
Oh, and he's a naturopath. Shoot.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. All right, Paula in Oregon.
Yes, just wondering the best way to get rid of Giardia. Would that be turpentine?
Okay, so the first thing, whenever you have something like Giardia, is to try and figure out how you got it.
Sure.
And cut that off. Stop that. So let's say some people got Giardia from camping. All right, easy beans. Just either don't go camping or use a Life Straw filter. Some people got Giardia from tap water. Stop drinking tap water. So you got to make some kind of reasonable effort to identify the source. If you do not stop the source, it doesn't matter what remedy you use, you're going to keep getting, it's going to get reintroduced, right?
Sure, right.
Okay. So that's the first step. Figure out where it came from and shut that down. The turpentine would be helpful, but before that, you have to poop. Because if the parasite is there, you've got to give it a way out. But the other thing is, if you have Giardia and no symptoms, then there's no need to do anything.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No one tells you that one, huh?
That's interesting to know. Yeah, there are symptoms, but that's good to know.
Yeah, so all you want to do is get symptom-free. A lot of parasites can coexist in your system and not be a problem. Yeah, so okay. I would definitely start with the vitality capsules. That might be all it takes to relieve your symptoms, depending on the strength of your immune system. And then if you need the turpentine, take that next step. But the first thing is hydration and bowel movements. And a lot of times, that's all that's needed.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. All right, we have Kathleen in Paris. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, I'm happy to hear you. I got my Vitality capsules finally. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's a pity we had to send them twice. The addresses in foreign countries can be mysterious. So I wanted to thank you very much for everything. You're my doctor now. I will never go to a doctor again. I think the whole system is bad. But now, if you will permit me, I have a question for a friend who has been diagnosed with endometriosis or endometriosis, thing. And she's really bummed out. And maybe you have already done a show on that, and it's in the archives or something.
There is a show in the archives on endometriosis, but the first thing to do is to understand what it comes from. So endometriosis comes from a very high amount of external estrogen. So it's not caused by your estrogen. It's caused by the estrogen either in dairy products or the estrogen that's injected in the animal products that you're eating.
So the simplest thing
to do is to stop all the animal products and do not start any synthetic vegan products. So, for example, the hormones in the soy and all that vegan junk will make it worse. So the simplest thing for your friend to do would be to go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the report, and start following the diet in the report, and take the Vitality Capsules to clean yourself out. That would be the next step.
And that makes sense. I think she was having some pain, and you know what they did? They put her on birth control pills. So they basically gave it to her.
Oh, probably. You mean she didn't have it before the birth control pills?
No. No.
Oh, they did give it to her. Yes, exactly. Just like I said today, if you want to be healthy, that's a good reason not to go to the doctor. There is no reason to go to the doctor that related to your health.
You're so great. Thank you very much. One of the other callers said she keeps her Vitality Capsules in the refrigerator. Is that recommended?
No, it's not necessary. But, I mean, different people like to do that. That's fine.
Uh-huh. Well, I got the extra strength ones. I think I'll get the regular ones next time just to sort of play around with it. But
okay, that's
fine.
I'd like to mix them. You're welcome. All right. We have Faye in New York. In New Jersey, rather. Hi, Faye.
Hi. Some that you can help. I have an old woman who had a C-section 45 years ago.
Okay.
At that point, it got infected, and it took forever for it to heal. Like, it took, I don't know, weeks, months for it to heal, which probably never healed properly. Since then, she's had seven more C-sections, and she's over the years, she keeps experiencing hernias at that area.
At the incision site.
What?
She gets hernias at the place where they cut her.
Right, because of that incision. Right. She had a 12-inch incision going across the whole abdomen. So right now she has one that's very large that they say that she can get strangulation. She can't get it back in. And in addition to that, she has the whole area is full of small hernias. The doctor said her stomach is like cheesecake, like cheese, like Swiss cheese or something.
So what's the question? What's the question?
Okay, so the doctor said that she went to some specialist or something, and he said she doesn't make the right kind of collagen. Now, the question is what she can do to, if anything she could do to avoid, like they want to do surgery. They're saying she definitely needs surgery for the big
one. Of course they want to do surgery. What is her problem? What is her problem? Why is she going to the doctor? What is her problem?
Because it's going to get strangulated if she doesn't do surgery on it.
There's no such hernia.
It's popping out.
No such hernia. So if the hernia has not been strangulated yet, there's no reason to expect it will be strangulated.
Okay.
So that's not a problem. What else is her problem? What is her problem?
Well, that's her problem. Like it is like painful for her, and she can't. Like it's definitely bothering her even. And she is worried that it's going to get strangulated. That's what they've told her.
All right, so it's not going to get strangulated. Her problem, I think, is constipation, sounds like. How are her bowel movements coming? Is she pooping a lot?
I don't know. She says she goes every day.
All right, so she's constipated. So she has to increase her poops to 3 times a day. That should solve that. That would solve her problem. Her problem is just too much poop remaining in her bowels. That is her problem. And that's the problem that she needs to solve. And once she solves that, she won't get strangulated because the poop won't form these big, huge lumps and clumps that can cause it to be strangulated. So that is her problem. The problem is she needs to drink more water and poop at least 3 times a day, and she will see that, first of all, her hernia is going to get smaller, and second of all, the pain is going to go away.
Okay, and what can she do in general to heal that whole area that it should, you know, to strengthen that whole...
You know what, she is totally screwed up. You know what I mean? 7 C-sections, I don't even know what to say to someone who submitted to 7 C-sections. I did 1 C-section that got infected. I told the guys, you guys take a hike. I'm having the rest of my babies at home by vaginal delivery myself. So, you know, her problem is she's just too submissive. But the immediate answer is to poop more and drink more water, and that's going to make her a lot more... That's going to take care of her comfort issues.
Okay. But I'm saying, what, is there anything she could do to just strengthen that whole area and heal up, you know, all the scars and everything? That it shouldn't happen in the future.
Her diet is totally screwed up, okay? She's eating stuff that's creating scars. That's a whole other discussion. So she would really need a personalized discovery session. She's doing so much stuff so far wrong, it just can't even be covered in a phone conversation. But at least you can... increase her bowel movements and her water, she's going to be a lot more comfortable. And then she can make an appointment beyond that to understand how she got into this mess and how to get out of it. All right, we have Trisha in New York. Hi, Trisha. You there?
Hello?
Hi, is this Trisha in New York?
No, this is Teresa in Illinois.
All right, we'll take it. How you doing?
Okay, good. How are you?
Right. What's your question?
Okay, it's funny. The woman from Paris had a similar question to mine, so I'm thinking of just piggyback on what you recommended for her and maybe ask another question. My initial question was about fibroids, but it seems like that the Vitality Capsule and the Vitality Report and No Fake Vegan Products would help to start maybe break up and have some...
Exactly. That would go a long way. And then you can do a discovery session for more stuff. But that, you'll see yourself improving just with that. That's correct.
So that was my original question. But since I kind of piggyback and say, well, maybe that's what I need to do for my problem, I have another question. It has to do with concentration. I find it very difficult to just concentrate and focus. In addition to the cleaning my gut out, is there any supplement that I can take? I know one time you mentioned NAC, but I don't know if that's something that you would recommend.
Are you vegan?
You know, I was vegetarian for a long time, but when I started having iron level issues with my fibroid, and I discovered you, I started to eat liver again. So no, the short answer is no, I'm not vegan or vegetarian for that matter.
Okay, so you're eating liver. Is that helping your concentration?
You know, I didn't do a correlation on that. I didn't notice anything different. I thought my concentration, which is funny, I'm using the word concentration, but my whole thing was to eat the liver so that I will have higher iron levels. I didn't really consider.
So when did you eat the liver? When was the last time you ate liver?
Maybe a month and a half ago or something like that. Maybe two months.
A long time. So... what you should do is go back and eat some liver, 4 to 8 ounces a day, every day. And then you're going to pay attention and see how your concentration goes. And then you'll notice your concentration improving. And then whenever your concentration stops improving, so it's going to go from maybe a 1 to a 3 to a 5 to a 7, it might plateau, say, at a 7. At that point, you have enough liver. Stop the liver, and then you can restart the liver when the concentration falls off again.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we are going to commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, we are answering questions. Let's see where we leave off. We have Lynn in Virginia. Hi, Lynn.
We are answering questions. Let's see where we leave off. Lynn in Virginia. Hi, Lynn.
Yeah, hi. Just picking up from the last person, what do you recommend is the best kind of liver to eat?
Calf liver, C-A-L-F, calf liver. That's liver from a small cow.
Okay. And the reason I called in, though, was to ask you, is there a way to get rid of polycystic ovarian syndrome?
Yes, polycystic ovarian syndrome is caused basically by the same thing as endometriosis, too much estrogen in the diet. So that would be dairy, birth control pills, any external estrogen source, you've got to get rid of it, cut it off. And then that's the first step. And then most people with PCO or polycystic ovary disease are also constipated. So you have to increase your poops to at least 3 a day, maybe even 4, and then you're pooping out those extra chemicals. And the problem with PCO is your ovary forms a cyst normally every cycle. And that cyst is supposed to break open, release an egg. And then the ovary now has no cyst and is ready for the next cycle. So polycystic ovary disease, the ovary forms all these cysts. First of all, it forms more than one cyst a cycle. Not all the cysts break and they hang around for the next cycle. And so you have many cysts on the ovary. It's a mess. So the answer is to have only your hormones, the human hormones, that your body makes in the system, and get rid of all other hormones and then clean up you know, clean yourself out.
Okay. And so I'm actually calling for my daughter. So when she is on the pill, she knows she needs to get off. The problem is when she starts to get off, she starts to go bald.
What happens when she gets off the pill?
She starts to lose all of her hair.
You know what? You got to make a choice. So stop the pill. The hair loss is going to happen, but she can recover as she cleans out. The hair is going to grow back. But as long as she's on the pill, there's just no, pretty much no hope. All righty. We have Jim in Oregon. Hi, Jim. Are you there, Jim? Okay. All right. Let's try Marcus in Washington. Hi, Marcus.
How are you doing, Dr. Daniels?
Pretty good, Marcus. What's up?
I was calling for my mom. She's in her late 70s, and she keeps having problems with her head. She's saying her head keeps feeling tight or like she's getting a little dizzy and had to sit down and everything. And I'm not going to go over all three because there's three different medications that she's taking. All of them say they cause dizziness. So I just wanted to ask you about one this week. And the one I wanted to ask you about is it's supposed to be a blood pressure and a fluid pill. It's called
Trimerine. Yeah, that causes dizziness and it'll make you stupid. Yeah.
Trimerine or something like that.
Spironolactone Trimerine.
HCTZ or something. Like what? One of the things I wanted to ask was, what is it that she could do naturally instead of taking the blood pressure medicine?
She has to make a drastic change in her diet. And at 78, a lot of people are not willing to do that, but that is what she should do, is change her diet. It sounds like what she really needs is a discovery session. You can go to drjenniferdaniels.org and schedule a discovery session for her. Before you do that, check with her and ask her, is that okay? Does she want to talk to Dr. Daniels, and does she want to change her diet? She doesn't want to talk to Dr. Daniels, or if she doesn't want to change her diet, then, you know, you're pretty much, there's no need in making an appointment. But that would be your next step.
Should the diet be the candy to clean the diet? Does she need to change
that would be a good start for her. If she starts there, then she should notice improvement.
Okay.
Yeah, have her look at that diet and say, hey, Mom, you think you could do this? And she says, oh, my God, no, then, you know.
Okay, so what about as far as the blood pressure medicine? Can she stop taking it, or should she ease off of it, or how would that work?
She should first change her diet, and then monitor her blood pressure, and she should notice the blood pressure falling, and she can ease off the medicine.
Okay, what about the fluid? The
fluid is caused by her diet as well. So basically, this is a issue, a problem of her own making, and she's got to decide if she wants to unmake it. All right, we have Linda in New York. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Daniels.
Yes.
Hi, this is Linda, and thank you for all the information you're providing. My question, earlier you answered the person concerning the herpes virus. You said there was no cure. So disappointing to hear.
Let me repeat this for the Facebook people. This person's saying it's discouraged to know there's no cure for herpes. The reason there's no cure for herpes is everybody has it. It's like asking for a cure for being human, you know, let's just cut your head off right now. So everybody has the herpes virus. The question is, why do you have a rash? Why are you miserable? So everyone's got the herpes virus. All right, we're going to commercial, and we will be back. Here on my own.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. All right, let's pick up where we left off. Try to anyway. I think we're talking to Linda in New York, are we?
Yes.
Okay. And all right, Linda. I think we got made some progress with your question.
You were saying the question really was, why then I'm getting rashes?
Why are you getting rashes?
Yes, for the herpes.
Why are you getting herpes? Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you getting herpes outbreaks? So you're getting herpes outbreaks. Most people who get herpes outbreaks are getting herpes outbreaks due to malnutrition. So the thing to understand is the doctors are trying to get you to believe this militaristic theory about infections. It is totally untrue. I don't care what infection you have, there are 10 times as many people who have the same organism in their body and are not having any symptoms and are living their life perfectly fine, thank you. So the question is not how to get rid of your herpes. The question is, why are you having rashes? And how can you stop? The simplest, most straightforward way to handle that would be to increase the collagen in your diet. So what's going on is the herpes, we'll call it herpes, is attacking your skin, we'll say. Your rate of repair is much slower than the next person's rate of repair. If you increase your repair rate, the rash will go away.
Yeah.
And you increase your repair rate by increasing the collagen in your diet. So that would be like chicken feet. A chicken feet probably be the best because that goes straight to the skin and fixes it.
And I have been a strict vegan for over 30 years. So you see, there lies the problem.
Exactly. That is absolutely the problem. Your body just broke down and said, you know what? We have no more collagen to spare for repairing the skin because we got to put it in more important places. You're trying to put a twin sheet on a king-size bed, and so you just don't have enough collagen to go around.
So chicken feet, is there any other natural, like,
there is no plant source of collagen. There is no plant source of collagen.
How often with the chicken feet, please?
It depends. I would eat it every other day until you clear up totally, and then I would stop it, and then you can just eat it again whenever you feel like you're having an outbreak. Okay. So you might find that you need to eat chicken feet maybe 4 times a year. Like, you know, maybe you don't need to do it that often.
Yes, eventually.
Correct.
And turpentine, anything? I thought it would be like for the virus.
No, turpentine is not an issue. If you have a pretty large area of herpes, call it shingles, then you can take turpentine internally, but it's not likely to help. So what I found in my medical practice was people taking turpentine would actually get, we'll call it herpes, because as part of their cleansing, because they weren't pooping quickly enough. So what I would say is just increase your poops to 3 times a day, eat the chicken feet, and not do the turpentine at this point. That would be the quickest way. The quickest way to clear your skin.
Okay. And keep it at bay. Keep it with reduce the breakout.
Exactly. All right. We have Tim in Oregon. Hi, Tim.
Hello. How are you doing, Dr. Daniels?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Good. I've been a banner for you. I've been referring everybody I know to you, and
thank you.
What a miracle worker you are. I ordered the Vitality capsule, and they are working amazing. I have a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old, and I'm just they don't eat meat. We don't eat meat really too much. I'm just trying to figure out what would be a good sustainable diet for them, being that they're growing and developing. So
what I would do is just, okay, so the question is, what's a good diet for his young kids who are not eating very much meat or any at all? I would say for young kids, there's really not any need to eat meat per se. I would just say to use bone broth or some kind of meat broth in soups and other things that you feed them. So they don't have to eat meat. Just boil up like the chicken, boil the whole chicken.
Oh, okay. Right. All right, I get it.
Yeah, I don't believe in making kids eat anything they don't want to eat. There's probably a good reason why they're not eating it.
They have enough energy, that's for sure.
Yeah, so that's what I would do. I would just give it to them as a broth.
Do you see that I should include in their diet the rice bran, though, that you were talking about before?
Then they're doing fine. I wouldn't worry about it.
All right.
Yeah. So, if they're doing fine, they're doing fine. Just let them grow. All right. We have Lillian in Canada. Hi, Lillian.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, good. Love your program. I'm calling because my husband was diagnosed with GERD, and he's been taking PPIs. A couple of years, and he's finding about every 6 months or so, he thinks it's a connection with the PPIs, but he gets really bad abdominal cramping and pain. And
exactly.
He's been in bed now. Yeah, he's been in bed now for about 3 days, and we really don't know what to do about it. He doesn't want to go back to the doctor. And
smart man.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. So I turned on RBN just now, and there you were, and I thought, geez, I should just call her directly and find out, because I'm sure you'll have a good idea.
Yeah, okay, so PPIs are bad news. Proton pump inhibitors cause kidney failure, they cause intestinal cancer, It's just a mess. It just messes up your whole body. And the way what the PPIs do is they raise the pH so the parasites can go right through your stomach and destroy the rest of your body.
Right.
So what he should do right now, since he's in pain, laying in bed, writhing in pain with abdominal symptoms, is you can just go to the grocery store and buy fennel seed, F-E-N-N-E-L, fennel seed, and mm-hmm. have him chew the fennel seed and swallow it, and just chew and swallow. In fact, you might want to buy a pound of fennel seed, and just have him keep chewing it and swallowing it and drinking water and chewing and swallowing. And what that'll do is that'll get rid of his pain and also allow him to stop the proton pump inhibitors and get rid of his GERD as well.
Wow, okay. Nope. Okay, so is this something he should do on a regular basis then?
Every single day, all day long, until
wow.
he feels completely well, and then he can taper it off. It might take him like 3 weeks to feel totally normal without the proton pump inhibitors, but that's what will happen.
Okay, so just keep doing that every day.
Every day, all day. He can take it every 5 minutes, and then initially he'll need to take it probably every minute or two. As soon as he swallows it, he'll need to take another mouthful. But what's going to happen is he's going to eat less and less and less of the fennel seed. It's going to heal up his problem, and then he just won't need it at all.
And do you think he should keep taking those PPIs in the meantime, or is it safe to stop them?
He should be able to stop them. If he's willing to take the fennel seed continually like that, what he can do is stop the proton pump inhibitors and then just take the smallest amount of the proton pump inhibitor needed to relieve any symptoms, any severe symptoms he has. So he needs to be willing to put up with some mild, you know, minimal discomfort. But if it gets too much or too inconvenient, he can take maybe a portion or a half or a part of one of his proton pump inhibitor pills.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. All right. Wow, that's very useful information.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck, Lillian. Okay, I just want to say I can't get to all the questions on the radio show. It's only a two-hour show. So if I did not get to your question, then you can make an appointment at drjenniferdaniels.org, or I have a monthly program, yay, where I answer questions, but I also give additional information not available on my radio shows. So the way the split works is on the radio shows, I cover problems with the medical industrial complex and how you can overcome them. On my group program, I cover problems with the natural healing world and how you can overcome those. All right, we have Tracy in Arkansas. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Dr. Jones, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. I just got one quick question. Last week you had mentioned something about some type of that you could take for stopping your gray hair. What was that and where can I get it?
That was GH3 made by Gerald Vita. That GH3. Is available exclusively online.
How would you spell that, Gerald Vita?
G-E-R-O space V-I-T-A.
V-I-T-A. Okay. That was it.
Let's see if I can find the link.
Okay.
I think the link is in the chat room, but let me see if I can find it. I don't see it. But it is in the chat room. The chat room is healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com.
Okay.
So
healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com.
All right, wonderful. Okay, bye-bye, Tracy. Good luck. All right. More questions. Stephanie says, GH3 have to be injected? Absolutely not. So this formula is called GH3. There is no GH3 in it. It has the precursors your body needs to make GH3. So I don't believe in GH3 or injecting it. And so this preparation made by Gerovita has precursors to GH3. Okay. All right, so somebody has tons of questions. All right, so the question is, what about these chicken feet? Isn't there something else? That would be the most effective, less effective. When I say less effective, I mean doesn't work as fast. Would be pig's feet or cow's feet. You can do those. Okay. So once I just checked the molasses in my fridge, it has just over 50 calories per tablespoon. Darn it, that's right, it's useless. It will not get the job done. How much chicken feet at a time? 10 to 12. Marissa says, what about Irish sea moss? Does that not contain collagen? Correct, it does not contain collagen. There is no collagen in Irish sea moss. Sorry. There is cellulose in Irish sea moss. And as a vegan, I struggle with this because I'm like, I want collagen because I want to keep my skin beautiful. As you can see on Facebook, it's nice and smooth. Yes, well maintained. That was a problem. I know I need collagen. And my face started sagging and falling down and getting those vegan wrinkles. I'm like, oh no! And just act accordingly. So if your priority is being vegan, then it's okay, but you're not going to get any collagen. All right. Okay, chicken feet. Can I just simmer and consume the gel or broth and get just as much benefit? The answer is no. I mean, you'll get some benefit, but it's not going to be like eating the chicken feet. How do you deal with all the little bones in chicken feet? Patiently. I take my time, and I suck each and every little bone. Dr. Daniels, do you think it is true that the human body cannot store or manufacture vitamin C? No, that is false. The human body cannot manufacture vitamin C, but it can store vitamin C. So if you don't have vitamin C in your diet, it takes a while to experience the deficiency state, and that suggests that there is actually a storage mechanism. So if you miss vitamin C on one day, you're not going to immediately fall into a deficiency. So it is definitely something that you can store. How can you get vitamin C in the winter in the Pacific Northwest? It's in all of your citrus fruits. I mean, in terms of, I don't know how much C you're talking about, but enough C to keep from getting, scurvy, that would be in a grapefruit. Should we be concerned about all the bad reports about EuroVita being a scam? Okay, so EuroVita people do make a whole lot of claims, okay? All their claims may not be accurate, but the one about black, getting rid of gray hair, that's accurate. So I can't speak for all their other claims. So urine therapy is witchcraft. I think it's fallen out of favor with Dr. Daniels, I think. No, urine therapy does have a place. It's just it has a very small place, and I've discovered a lot of other ways to accomplish what urine therapy would accomplish much quicker and much easier. All right, we have Joanne in New York. Hi,
Dr. Daniels. How are you?
I am fine. What is your one question?
Right. My one question is, last week I went to a chiropractor, haven't gone in a while,
and he said he thought he found arthritis in my shoulders and suggested that I would get x-rays. So a couple of days later, I went back, and I did have x-rays.
Okay, so pause right now.
Okay.
If someone thinks you have arthritis, you don't have it. All right, I'll just tell you right now, straight up. If someone thinks you have arthritis, then you don't have it. A problem with chiropractors now is that they are licensed by the government, by the state. And so because they are licensed, they are required to refer you back into the medical industrial complex type system. All right, so you went to a chiropractor for something, I don't know what, and he said he thinks you have arthritis. He's not sure.
Well, but I did have the x-rays, and he took about 8 x-rays, and it showed a lot of degeneration in the bones.
Okay, where are
I have no symptoms, though.
Going to commercial. Yeah.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're talking about a possible case of arthritis. Yep.
Okay.
Are you still there, Joan?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
All right.
So I had the x-rays, and they were immediately brought up on the monitor screen, and we went over them together, and there seems to be a lot of degeneration in the bones, in the spine, along the spine. What would you suggest for that?
What symptoms are you having?
Absolutely none. That's the problem.
You should do absolutely nothing.
I was shocked when I
You should do absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And as much nothing as you can
possibly.
Yeah. This is a big intimidation thing to try and get you to take something for osteoporosis or something like that. Now, if you want to do something, you could eat chicken feet, ham hocks, and pig feet. So I was vegan for a long time, and it damaged my bones. I broke about 4 bones.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I became bedridden. And I said, well, I've got to make some changes. And so I started eating pig's feet. I hadn't eaten chicken feet then, but I ate pig's feet, I ate ham hocks, and I ate cow's feet. And I did that, thank God, for a whole year, as much as I could eat of it. And then when I went to the Philippines, I went mountain climbing, and I actually fell off the mountain.
Wow.
At the age of 60, I fell off the mountain, hit the ground, bounced, and did not break a single bone. Not a rib, nothing.
Mm.
So,
I mean,
I'll either do nothing, or you can eat connective tissue. But right now, you haven't broken any bones, you're feeling fine. No. I think it's reasonable to ignore it until you get a problem. And usually the first bone you're going to break will be a toe or a finger, so you'll have plenty of warning.
Mm.
I broke 4 toes, and so then I said, oh, something's wrong.
I mean, I felt like it was x-rays from a different person. I'm standing there, and I had absolutely no emotion because it didn't feel like me. It was very weird.
No, this is an intimidation play to get you to submit to taking drugs and other things that are totally unnecessary. Maybe you saw in your package of adjustment for 25 years. I don't know. But there's no medical intervention at all to take, medical or alternative. Really nothing to do. All right, we have questions in the chat room. Let's see. Tetanus vaccine. I had a frozen shoulder for a year and a half following the vaccines. It finally resolved. Should I expect further vaccine damage? No, don't expect it. But if it shows up, you have to deal with it. But right now, I would say you're out of the woods. If you don't have any further problems, then that's the end of it. Don't trouble till trouble troubles you. Dr. Daniels, do you find any benefit from taking these dehydrated powdered fruit and vegetable superfood mixes? No. In fact, they're extremely damaging. They will dehydrate you. So I used to take them because everyone was trying to get me to sell this one, sell that one, whatever. But I found that they actually just made me feel like pretty bad, pretty lousy. All right, that is it. We are done. I just want to remind people to please go to vitalitycapsules.com. Get your free report, the Candida Cleaner, and also be sure to check out our sponsor, Vitality Capsules, and get your Vitality Capsules today. We will be back again next week, and as always, think happens.
I saw you there, just standing there. I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're a-
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.